Hey, what's going on, guys? Welcome back to Nuri Film Reviews. This is episode 89, and this episode we're going to dedicate it to Batman versus Superman. This is a truly epic battle, epic movie.
It is first time movie appearance for both of them.
Yep.
Together.
So, yep, they've battled in the comics, but we finally got to see it on the big screen, so it's a big deal. My name's Dave. That was just Brian, and Paul's back on the podcast.
Hello.
So, I did a solo on it. I had no spoilers, so I'll let you guys run with it, and I'll chime in here and there. So, who wants to kind of touch on? Do you guys want to do no spoilers for a segment, and then we'll just get into it?
Yeah, that sounds good.
All right. So, what was your overall feeling about the film, Paul?
All right. So, first, let me give my like score on it. So, I would say, honestly, this movie could have been a half an hour shorter. I think it was too long. However, let me say this. The first, like, hour or so, I would give it probably, like, a 5 out of 10. All right? Maybe a 4 out of 10. The second hour and a half, I'd give it, like, an 8 or a 9 out of 10. The action was fantastic. And just, you know, they once you got into the second half of the movie, even though it was 2.5 hours, that part went by pretty quick. It was just that first hour just seemed to really drag on.
We got a Batman fan in the background.
Somebody's murdering babies.
That would be my son trying to fight his bedtime. I apologize to all the listeners.
It's okay. We got a fourth reviewer on. That's how he feels about the movie.
Yeah.
That's how a lot of people apparently feel about the movie. So, but yeah, that's my general take on it. Brian?
So overall in the movie, I was, I have to say that walking out of the theater, I was less pumped than I was the more I let the movie resonate with me. And the more I actually listened to YouTube videos and, they explained kind of the things that I missed. You know, like this is a movie that's designed to be for people that are big time, like DC heads, like big time DC comic book fans
were able to pick up like on a,
right. Well, we're able to pick up like on a lot of the nods, and they were able to pick up on a lot of things. As far as for the general viewing audience, I think they missed it a little bit because it wasn't as much of like a popcorn movie as an average, like if they're trying to do the Avengers thing, they weren't able to do that. I fully enjoyed the film. Like I agree with you, Paul, that the beginning part of the movie was actually pretty short or pretty slow. Like they did a lot of time. They took a lot of time to build up. But overall, I'm super excited about Ben Affleck being Batman. I think he did a badass job on it. I was kind of up in the air about Gal Gadot about being Wonder Woman. I think she did fantastic. I think she pulled it off at the end. Like, she was fully a believable badass. Henry Cavill obviously is very good in the Batman position. And I do have to give props. We'll go into spoilers and stuff like that. But Jesse Eisenberg, he sold me on Lex Luthor. Going in, watching the trailer, you think
I got stuff to say about that.
Oh, so do I. So
I think he's some quirky, corny dude when he was in the trailer, but I think he pulled off like that menacing factor to him.
That's not Lex Luthor at all, dude.
No, it's not. It's not. It's their own take on it. But I liked him. I liked what he did.
I liked them too, but it's not Lex. But go ahead. I'm not going to cut you off.
You are. You're cutting off my
personal opinion. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
You wait your turn, sir.
I will.
Overall, yeah. I mean, that's in a general. I rate the movie like a 7.5. I would say that would be my total score out of 1 out of 10. I enjoyed it. It just took a long time to get going. And if you didn't see Man of Steel, you're really shot in the foot for as far as like not knowing what the hell was going on at the beginning of it. So I think there could have been changes. There's a couple things we'll get into spoilers that could have flowed a lot better. But overall, I love all the people they put in the position. I was excited about the film. There's a lot of parts about it I'm really happy to talk about when we get into spoilers. There's like a lot of cool sections. I was like, I'm glad that they did that. I'm glad that they changed that. I like this era that they're going into in the DC films. So that's my general overall opinion.
Paul's itching to go in on this movie. I see him. He's waiting. All right. So I already did a review non-spoiler, so I'm not going to go too crazy until we get to the spoiler section, but my general opinion of it, I really liked it. My grade is it was between a B and a B plus. I give it a B plus overall, and it was tough to give it that because, to be honest, it dragged for like about half of the movie. But when it got to the superhero stuff and the battles, it was epic. And I don't know about you guys, but Justice League is chills up your spine, you know, goosebumps. Avengers isn't. Like, when you see Justice League on screen, it's like, holy crap, like, this is epic. Avengers wasn't really a big team until Marvel made the badass movie. Their biggest team was X-Men. Like, the general population was like, they didn't really know Avengers like that, but who doesn't know Justice League?
Right.
So when you see them on screen, it's like, whoa.
Yeah, I don't want to cut you off, but you make a really good point there. The Avengers, when you go in, people are just like, who the hell is Thor? Like, who the hell is Black Widow? Who the hell is all that people? But if you look at the Justice League, everybody lined up. Everybody knows who Batman is, Superman is, Wonder Woman is. Everybody knows who the Flash is and stuff like that. So yeah. They're more to the eyes known, you know?
Yeah, they're way more popular, man. I mean, look at who they have on their team, the two most popular heroes of all time, Superman and Batman. There's nobody bigger than them. Like, right. Who? Spider-Man? He's not. Wolverine? No. He's not. So as far as the movie, like I said, I gave it a B+. I really liked it. First half kind of dragged, but it was a lot of buildup. I love how they tied in Man of Steel. Gal Gadot killed it. She was the dark horse star of the movie. Like, when you saw her on screen and it had the Wonder Woman theme music, the Amazonian jungle type music, it was like epic. Like, I was a Gal Gadot hater, and I'll go on record, I was wrong. She was amazing as Wonder Woman. Ben Affleck killed it. Killed it. He's my second favorite Batman. He smoked Bale. Way better Bruce Wayne. Way better Batman. Jeremy Irons is Alfred. Great. I mean, I have so much to say, but I'm just going to just shut up and let you guys rant. B+ for me.
All right. So if you want, I mean, we can go into spoilers so we can take it from there.
I think we should do that.
Let's start with what we didn't like about it.
All right. So let's go right now. Anybody that's listening, that was our general overall opinion. And right now we're going to go into spoilers. So be warned. If you haven't seen the movie, we're going to talk spoiler talk right now. All right.
Let's go.
Whoever wants to go. So general dislikes. Who wants to go first?
I'll go. This guy right here. I'll go. Okay. One, the dream sequences did not seem to add anything to the movie. That was my biggest issue at the beginning of it, was there were so many dream sequences, and you didn't really know where they were going with them, and I just don't feel like they added anything to it. Two, the fact that you pretty much had to see Man of Steel in order to really understand what was going on in the beginning of the film as well, with Superman battling and destroying Metropolis. I did not like Alfred. I'm sorry, Dave. I know you really liked him. I thought he was a terrible Alfred. I don't think he fit at all.
And that's Jeremy Irons is great.
He's a great actor. Don't let me take that away. But as an Alfred, like, I'm sorry, dude. I read these comic books every single day, and not a single one of them, like, do I see him. And he was less of a butler and more of an assistant to Batman.
He was his right-hand man, though. I personally like that he had his hands-on on stuff and really was his wingman, like, right-hand. Like, he fixed stuff. And
have you seen Gotham?
Yeah, I saw Gotham.
Alfred.
And that's great. And the age works. Like, Jeremy Irons, I understand he's like 70 years old or whatever, but he didn't seem like he was old enough to be Alfred.
He looks good for his age. That's the problem.
Right.
But,
he needs to be older than that, because Bruce Wayne, when he was born, Alfred was already old. Right? So not necessarily ancient, but he was fairly old. Now you're telling me 40 years later, the dude's only looks like he's like 10 years, 20 years older than Bruce Wayne. That doesn't make any sense.
In the movie, they said that Batman was only fighting crime for 20 years. Alfred said that to him. He said 20 years.
Right. He's only been fighting crime for 20 years, but he's not only 20 years old.
But when you look at the other movies and look at when Batman was like in his prime fighting, Alfred was, he was already older. You know what I mean? And I get what you're saying, but it hasn't been 40 years. Like, he's not going to die. You know what I mean? He's still, I get what you're saying.
But it's been 40 years since Bruce Wayne was born, right? He was born, alright, so in the movie they show that his parents died in, they're saying 1981, right?
Which, so by Bruce the way, Wayne was, and I'm not to cut you off, Bruce, oh, this is like, cool. Go ahead, sir, go ahead.
I was gonna say, I can't remember the exact age he's supposed to be in the comics when his parents died. I thought it was like 8, 9, 10 years old. So, 81 was 35 years ago. Right, yes, 35 years ago. So, let's put Bruce Wayne at, just for the benefit of the doubt, 45 years old, because he was around 10 years old when his parents died. So, 45 years old, and you're telling me that Alfred is only, what, he was in his 30s when Bruce Wayne was born? Like, it just doesn't add up.
Yeah, but the thing is, Paul, I mean, they're going to take liberties for a film. They're not going to do it exactly like the comic. You know what I mean? They have to change things. Like, Doomsday wasn't Doomsday from the comics.
No, he was a Ninja Turtle.
His origin was completely different. Right, you know, what I was going to say, too, also, before I forget, did you notice that the two, his parents are from The Walking Dead?
That was
Negan. That's going to turn now in The Walking Dead.
I don't really watch The Walking Dead, so I don't
know. Oh, no, I saw the two of them, and I'm like, damn, that's cool.
And when Superman got nuked, he looked like he was from The Walking Dead.
Yeah, he looked like
a zombie.
Yeah, he did.
Yes, but that comes from the Dark Knight Returns comic book. In the comic book, President Ronald Reagan decides to shoot a whole bunch of nukes, and Superman has to save them, basically, and Reagan doesn't send a nuke. I think it's the Russians shoot off nukes from Cuba, blah, blah, blah. I can't remember off the top of my head. People who are listening, if you're fans of the comics, I'm sorry, I am fucking this up. But they actually did an excellent job of portraying Superman after being blown up in space, because he looked so much like he did in the comic book for Dark Knight Returns.
He looked like Bizarro, dude. He reminded me of Bizarro.
Kind of, yeah. Yeah, definitely. So that was one thing I liked. But, I just feel like a lot of the movie just didn't necessarily make sense. It was a big, there was too many plot holes in it. Like, Dark Knight Rises had a lot of plot holes in it. Christopher Nolan had like Swiss cheese for a plot. But this movie, I feel like, really had a lot of plot holes in it that just, but I loved it. Like, don't get me wrong, I love the movie.
I gotta wholeheartedly disagree with your opinion on Alfred, dude. I think Jeremy Irons nailed it. I liked how they did a new take on Alfred. He was, like, useful, like, building stuff and fixing. And I just like Jeremy Irons as an actor. I think his delivery for the lines was, like, they really hit you. Like, he had real good delivery, especially when he said the line about good men turn on evil. It's like chills up your spine type deal, you know what I mean? Like, it was just a good scene. And as far as the dream sequence, I think that they didn't dumb it down for people. I think that they left it complicated where, like, you watch it and you don't really know what's going on. Because I personally didn't know who those wing guys were until I researched them, and they're henchmen of Darkseid. Right. So yeah, I was that's cool. Like, to me, it's a prelude to Darkseid. And they didn't dumb it down. They left it where you got to figure it out. That's how Avengers is. Avengers, they didn't dumb stuff down too much.
I looked it up afterwards. I came out of the movie the same way as you, Paul. I was like, they're just throwing that in to kind of make Superman like come across as like a badass. You know what I mean? And like, it was another way to bring them into a confrontation with each other within the film. And I thought that that's what they were just using the dream sequence for. But then when I actually researched it, I saw that it was straight from a different comic book referencing Darkseid and a different world that they were living in.
Alternate reality. That's what it was.
So I appreciate, that's one of those things, like when I said in the old pre-spoilers, was I didn't appreciate some of the things that they did in the film until I went back and, like, because I'm not so much comic book nerd, I don't know exactly what's happening. So when I actually researched it, I was like, oh, all right, that served a purpose. You know, I kind of understand where they're coming from on that.
Let me ask you guys this, though. You're probably going to be on the same page. And I do a big-ass what the f- – dude, when Bruce Wayne fell in the tunnel and the bats were carrying him up, dude, I was about to just rip my chair out and just
– Me too.
I was like, and then it was a dream, and I was like, okay. Because if it was really him floating up, I would have just walked out. Like, this is bullshit.
Yep. I looked at Leanne. I was like, this is from the comics. Like, this is straight out of the comics. And then I was like, and I looked back at her when he was floating up. I was like, that's not in the comics.
Yeah. I would have been like, this is bull. You know, him floating up. Come on. Like, how many bats would it take to do? It was just, and yeah. I know we're watching a superhero film, but that was too much. But and then it was a dream. I was like, okay.
Yeah. So.
What do you think? All right. So. That was all your dislikes.
No, not even close.
Okay.
I'll stop it there. Okay. I'll stop it there.
You go ahead, drop one, Bri.
So one of my major dislikes of the film was I think that they jumped around a lot plot-wise. Like, there was all these different pieces that they were just kind of like molding together. And I kind of blame maybe Zack Snyder and maybe the editing to – at the beginning of the film, it felt like all these different stories that weren't linked together that were just kind of like in chronological order. Like, it felt unhinged to one another at the beginning of the film because they were just trying to tell you too much and they were trying to tell you things in like a lot of different places and they were trying to lay all these Easter eggs for you or lay all these things that were going to pay off. And I just felt like we just kept like zigzag jumping around. And I guess at the end of the movie, it paid off, but it didn't feel like it flowed like in the right way. I guess it's Zack Snyder's editing style because if you've watched some of his other films or the way that he presents ideas, he presents them in kind of like a weird order. That's just his directile, like, or director's, you know, stamp of how he does things. But I, from like you said, Christopher Nolan's Batman or even Man of Steel, I just felt like it was more like a complete story all the way through. Whereas this, it just felt like for the first hour, it was just like all these different pieces. They did all the flashbacks, which I understood. And then like, it just seemed choppy to me. That was my thought.
Is that pretty much, your main dislike about it, or?
No. Like, I don't really have many dislikes about it. Like I said, it was a slow build up. That was my biggest thing was it took forever to get going. When it got going, it got awesome. Like, no complaints for like the last hour of the movie last hour and a half of the movie. Yeah, no, nothing at all. But it just took a while to build up. Yeah. And that was like my biggest concern or biggest issue with it.
I feel the same way about the buildup. That's my main gripe because I was like, okay, I understand they have to go back and retell the Batman origins. Like, but I mean, who doesn't know Batman's origins? You know what I mean? If you're going to do that, do it like a little zippy. Be zippy mm-hmm. about it. Same thing with Superman. And yes, you did have to watch Man of Steel because you would have got more out of this movie if you saw Man of Steel. I personally like that because it forces you to like really get into DC and like, you know, watch the first movie because that's how Marvel's doing it. My main gripe is pretty much the that it just dragged. It dragged out. It was a lot of build up. But like you said, Bri, once it got going, it was like truly epic. There's not a lot.
Can I ask you a question just before I forget? So you saw it in IMAX 3D, all right? Yes. This is my favorite shot of the movie mm-hmm. is when Maggie from Walking Dead gets killed and he takes the gun and he gets it stuck in her pearls.
Oh, the pearls.
Is that sick in 3D or IMAX? That was like my favorite cinematic shot of the film. Did that like stand out or did that do anything for you? Like,
it didn't really stand out. They didn't do, to me, from what I remember, they didn't do much 3D
experience,
that.
Yeah.
It looked cool, but... Yeah. What looked cool was Wonder Woman battling Doomsday. That whole sequence was ridiculous because if you remember, she'll get like swatted back and slide back and then like she'll kind of like block shit with her shield or gauntlets and then she'll come right at him again. And when they did the front cam of like her coming forward, it was ridiculous. It was ridiculous. She was like fierce, dude, like a fucking savage warrior, like, rah, like she was awesome. She stole the show to me.
Yeah.
When Bats was going to get smoked by Doomsday. Because, dude, Bats was in survival mode. He had nothing for Doomsday.
Oh, yeah. No, he was just hanging back.
He had nothing, dude.
Yeah.
He had nothing.
He was just chilling.
Remember when he shot the grappling hook and barely dodged the laser beam, and then Doomsday crashed on a building? And
yeah, he was running. He was running.
He threw the gas bomb and barely got away. He was just in survival mode, you know?
Yeah.
But he definitely earned his keep because Batman is smart, man. He assisted them with the gas.
Yeah.
And,
that was pretty sick though. I thought that was a cool, I mean, we're jumping around all over the place and I actually couldn't. So let's just, all right, let's straight talk Batman, Superman fight. What'd you guys think? I loved Okay.
Can I go back to one more thing that I really disliked though? And then I'll stop it there.
And then we'll go into.
You really like Lex Luthor? Because I fucking hated him. I thought Jesse Eisenberg was terrible. I thought he was awful. I'm sorry, but I watched Justice League like cartoons and stuff all the time, and I saw no Lex Luthor there. I don't care if that's their take on it. Don't ruin a character. And that's, in my opinion, what they did.
You sound really mad right now, dude. Like, race.
Tell them why you're mad.
Infuriating things about that movie for me was that I can look past Alfred, that's whatever. But I'm sorry, I hated the way that he played Lex Luthor. Like, he was too cartoonish, too animated, just too, like, the phrases he said didn't even make any sense. Like, his voice was dumb. It was just, I'm sorry, but that was probably the worst character portrayal in any superhero movie I've ever seen in my entire life.
Well, you gotta remember, that's the beginning of Lex Luthor too, though. He wasn't even ball-headed. Like, that was a big gripe of people in the trailer, and they would jump in the gun without watching a movie, and I thought it was brilliant how they tied in his bald head at the end when he was in prison.
Well, let me ask you this.
Go ahead, bro.
So, do you think, separate from, you're saying he did a horrible performance, but separate from Lex Luthor, do you think Jesse Eisenberg did a great performance? Do you think he did an amazing job?
I think anybody could have been that stupid in the role. I don't think he had a performance per se. I think he just, I don't know, man. I just thought it was terrible. Like,
they wrote him. That's how they gave him those lines. And I think, you know,
we don't know that because a lot of actors improv.
That's true. But you know what my favorite part of him was? Like,
what? That
conversation that they had when they were in the office, when he was having the conversation with the senator.
Older lady.
That he like came across, that was the turn for me. Like, he came across menacing and he set himself up. And I love that Senate scene when she looks down and she sees Granny's.
The piss.
Yeah, the piss.
Basically. The tea.
Which, by the way, this movie was dark because a whole courtroom full of people blew up. Like, I didn't see that coming, but we'll get into that.
From a dude in a wheelchair.
Yeah. If I can touch on Lex and piggyback off of Paul.
I agree with you that he didn't pull off Lex Luthor as a character. I just think he did a good job for what they gave him, what they wrote for him. You might be right that this is the beginning status. This is where
it's
created.
It's the beginning of Lex Luthor, and, you know, to agree with Paul, he was nothing like Lex Luthor. He wasn't. He wasn't Lex Luthor. Lex Luthor is like a kingpin from Marvel. He's cold. He's calculating. He's mature. He's a planner. And Jesse Eisenberg played like a quirky, like Riddler type character, like very quirky.
Yes.
That wasn't Lex Luthor, but was he menacing? Did he accomplish that? Yes. Was he a good villain? Yes. So to me, he kind of grew on me where I can accept him as Lex Luthor now, especially if he's a little more mature going forward. But I do agree with Paul that he wasn't Lex Luthor. He was Lex Luthor by name, but not by action. But he was menacing and he did a good job. I'll disagree with that with Paul, but I agree with him on the Lex Luthor, character.
Maybe because I just hated the character so much, I couldn't buy into anything he was saying. I will say that if there was a moment in the entire film where he was somebody who came off as actually dark and menacing to me, it was in that scene in the office, in his father's, I think it was his father's office, with the senator.
Tapping his fingers.
Yep.
Right. That was okay. But
dude, his facial expressions.
Yeah.
His lip was quivering at some points when she would make him mad, he'll like look at her with this death gaze and
Yeah.
He was a good villain, man. Mm-hmm. He was good.
I disagree. And there's going to be a lot of people who disagree with me. Like you guys, there's going to be a lot of people who are listening who are going to be like, Paul's a moron. He's an idiot. Which is
fine. I'll go on record with agreeing with all both of you guys that he didn't play the typical Lex Luthor character. But I don't discredit his performance. He did a really good job for what they wrote for him.
Guys. I just think if they want to compete with Marvel, they have to try and at least stick a little bit harder to the true form.
I mean, but Nick Fury's black. You know what I'm saying? Like, they change stuff. But
color doesn't have anything to do with it, though.
But okay, it doesn't, but that's still altered. That's a reality.
But that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the character themselves, not the look necessarily.
Well, Sam Jackson, he's not Nick Fury from the comics. He's got his own pizzazz, you know?
Okay,
Nick Fury's
enough.
Like the Punisher.
In that case, I can't speak on it because I'm not familiar enough with that character. So I can't speak on it. I am familiar enough with Lex Luthor, and I just think that they're going in a bad direction with that.
Yeah, I agree. He was more of like a Riddler type, quirky.
Yes, very much. He would pull a good Riddler off. But
guys, how about this? All right, I really liked the movie. I probably liked it more so than you guys, and I'm cutting it more slack. But a negative for me was, it wasn't a huge negative, but when they introduce the other members of the Justice League by the archive videos, let me just go on a mini rant. First of all, I don't like the casting of Flash. He's too skinny and emo.
No, me either.
Skinny and emo. The Flash is blonde. He's like a playboy guy. Like,
yeah.
He's athletic. That could have been a Ryan Gosling. That could have been someone more, like a bigger name, and it would have been epic. I don't like him. I felt like Cyborg sequence looked like a clip from the WB. It was very low budget looking.
I must have missed that.
Cyborg, when he was the torso in the background, and then the guy from the Terminator 2 franchise, Dyson. He wasn't Dyson in this movie, but he's like,
oh, I did miss that part. I don't remember
why. Yeah, he's like, the subject's gonna die. And I'm excited for Cyborg because I like Deathlok from Marvel, and he's kind of similar, and I want to see a character like that. So Aquaman, I like Aquaman. He looked cool. I give him that. But I got to say that they rushed that. That was like,
they definitely
like
did.
Let's just
some
throw that in
there. Underwater.
Yeah, let's just throw this shit in here, like, to show the Justice League. And they dropped the ball. I'm going to tell you right now where they dropped the ball. I'm no professional writer. Haven't got no big script out there, nothing like that. But you guys agree with me or not on this one? There was an opportunity to introduce Aquaman in an epic way when she threw the spear in the water.
I thought it was coming.
If he would have came out the water with the spear and saved her and killed Doomsday, that shit would have been epic. But no.
Yep. I looked over at Leanne. I said, Aquaman's coming.
It should.
You guys are way more creative than I, because I definitely did not think that. But that is perfect. You're absolutely right.
Dude, it would have been so fitting because she threw it in his realm in water. Yep. And if she would have went to look for it and it wasn't there and they looked like they would have been screwed, and then Aquaman comes out the water and just takes Doomsday out, that would have been like
perfect.
But they dropped the ball. Go ahead, Paul.
I gotta get off in 5 minutes.
Okay.
So I should let everybody out there know I am operating from a remote location right now. I am not at home, hence the reason why my audio sounds kind of weird. I am out of town for the holiday weekend, so I'm on a strict time limit here for as far as
we got 5 minutes. What are your other thoughts?
Things I like. I'll shoot you things I like.
Let's get positive.
When the fights finally started to happen, I thought that it was epic. I thought the explosions were great. I won't talk so much about Doomsday because I've talked about enough negatives today. But I think that the introduction to the Justice League would have been much better with Aquaman. The way that you guys just described it would have been fantastic. But I really, really thought that fighting, it flowed really nicely in my
eyes. How about
when
they were standing together as a trio? Tell me that was an epic.
I almost cried. And let me say this about the ending of the movie. This is a spoiler cast, so we've already announced that, so I can talk about the ending. Superman kind of dies. And they do a double funeral, and my fiance was bawling next to me as, like, this is happening. Like, she's watching as Superman's dead on the ground, and Batman and Wonder Woman are like dragging him off of the pile of rubble. And I look, and I just hear sniffling from next to me, and it's my fiance, and she's just like in tears for the rest of the entire, like, ending of the movie. And I was like, he's not dead. It's Justice League's coming up next. Like, trust me. They're going to do something. They're going to show that he's not dead. Like, they can try and bury him all they want, but.
Did you see the dirt, though, float up?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's not dead. I have Death of Superman series. It's like a 92 series. I still had it wrapped in plastic. I have the Superman that took over. It was Eradicator, I think. It was the Man of Steel and the full outfit. It was Superboy, the cyborg guy. It's the series when Doomsday killed him, and they're trying to mimic that, but they're not going to follow it to a T, but Superman's not there.
They mimicked a lot of stuff, but they like took bits and pieces out of a bunch of comic books. And I think if they stuck with one, if they stuck with like the Dark Knight Returns strictly throughout, I think this would have been a really kick-ass movie. But all in
It's
like
not
I
a Batman movie though, you know?
Right. Yeah, it definitely was more of a Superman movie with a Batman in it. It was kind of interesting how they spun it. But because actually, realistically, in Dark Knight Returns, Batman's the villain and Superman is sent to actually hurt him and destroy him.
They were actually both kind of presented as villains. They're villains movie, to the mass public, at least in this movie.
Alright. I wish I could talk more, but I am running out of time and my computer is gonna die anyways in about 3 minutes, apparently, from what it's telling me. I'm in the child's playroom, there's no outlets like anywhere near me.
Alright, dude, say bye to the fans.
Bye to the fans.
Goodbye, fans. It's been a long time, and I promise you I will be back again shortly. Maybe I'll do a solo review and get everything out that I want to.
All right, bud.
All right, man. Thanks.
We'll finish later, guys.
Later.
Have a good holiday.
You too, sir. So, you want to talk about some likes, Bri?
Yeah. Like, let's talk. We kind of went off on a rant, but, like, Batman-Superman battle. What do you think?
The Batman-Superman battle, it was fair. I was very happy with it. It's funny to use this word realistic, but it was realistic. Yeah, dude, it was fair for both fans because we all know that Superman would just kill Batman in an instant. Yeah. And he was holding back. And the only way Batman could beat him is with kryptonite, and Batman manufactured kryptonite weapons. And
that was smart, man. That kryptonite gas. Dude, he's a smart guy.
Dude, it was freaking awesome. And then the thing also was
I like he set all the traps for him and stuff.
Yeah, but the machine guns weren't doing shit, dude.
No,
like they weren't gonna do a damn thing. The sonic waves stopped them a little bit.
Yeah.
But here's the thing, dude. When Superman got hit with the gas, which is brilliant, because Batman was Batman. He's crafty. He used like a misdirection, League of Shadows. Like trained by ninjas. So he used misdirection and theatricalities to distract Superman. And then he wound up behind him and shot the grenade, knowing that he was going to grab it and just be cocky Superman. Blew up in his face. He breathed it in. Dude, you get me once. What is that saying? Shame on you.
Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me.
Right. Why don't you hold your breath, Superman, for the second time? Let's just breathe in kryptonite gas and get jacked up again.
He did get him good, though. He, like, knocked him down through the floor, and then he chucked the gas at him for that one, at least. That's when they were, like, fighting in the bathroom or whatever.
Well, for the second time, Batman got tossed, and then Superman was, like, about 15 feet away, and then he jumps, and then Batman gasses him midair, hits him.
Yeah.
But the thing is like...
Hold your breath.
Yeah, but dude, kryptonite, I think, weakens him in general. So I don't think even holding his breath, because whenever he's near it, he gets like jacked up.
Yeah.
So I think the mist kind of just like hurt him in general.
Yeah.
And I thought it was a great fight, dude. I thought it was back and forth, and ultimately Batman won. Like Batman beat him. Like
he did.
He was standing on his throat. He had him about to give him the death blow, and it was a fair fight because Superman held back. And that's fair to the Superman fans. And Batman beat him with kryptonite the only way he could.
Right.
You know, there's no way he could beat Superman, period. You know?
What do you think about the end of that fight scene? I agree with you completely on all of that. I liked the fact that they were fair to both fans. I think that they played – I think Batman was super smart and cunning. I liked the suit that he had.
Yeah, it was bulky.
Yeah, well, that's why he was training to do all those weights. You know, like, dude, he was like – hold on. Dude, he's beast mode right now. Yeah.
Beast.
Ben Affleck. Batfleck jacked up.
Dude, he was on that
vitamin S.
UFC training. Like, he was hitting that – tire, like, yep. With a hammer. Dude, he's a beast right now.
Yeah. But Henry Cavill was so much jacked. Yeah, he was. I like the suit that he was wearing. It was believable to be able to go through the buildings. Like, he was, like, slammed through 3 floors of the buildings and, like, 8 floors.
He was getting hurt, though.
It was a fair, fight.
Yeah.
And I think it was pretty good.
Batman had them lug boots on.
Yeah.
Big old, like, bulky boots.
Yeah. He was, like, walking all slow like a big old robot. Yeah.
Yeah. To answer your question, how I think it ended, I thought it was a little too convenient that,
yeah.
Dude, isn't it weird? Okay, I'm not even sure about this. I'm going to have to look this up. Is Superman's mother's name Martha and Batman's mother's name Martha? Because if it is, that's, like, stupid.
Yeah.
Two of the biggest DC heroes and they're both Mother Martha. Are they both Capricorns too?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Did they graduate from the same high school? Like, what's going on here? Like,
is there both their favorite colors blue? You know,
right? Exactly. Like, both your mother. Okay, all right. You know, like, is this weird? Like, you know, Martha. Why did you say that? Like,
and all of a sudden, so, it like sends him back into like a childlike trigger. You know,
yeah.
And he cries.
And then they get up and they're boys. Like, okay, I'm gonna save your mom.
Like. Yeah, and then he's like,
we're just killing each other.
Yeah, yeah. Like, okay, I'm not going to stab you. Let's go save the world. You know, like.
This is also unlike Batman. Batman is so smart, dude, and he thinks so ahead that I don't see Batman just chucking the kryptonite spear. He just, like, threw it. Like,
no,
oh, yeah. I'm just going to throw this in rubber.
He's not going to take it with him. Yeah. Like, I saw that too, and I was like, why are you not taking that? Like, that's high commodity right there.
That was weird. That was weird to me. Batman planning and stuff like that and training, that was vintage Batman, you know? He made kryptonite gas.
We didn't touch too much on this, except for, like, beforehand, and you might have touched on it after, and Paulie doesn't get to say his piece. I actually don't know if Paul liked Batman, or Ben Affleck as Batman, but what'd you think? I think he did a spectacular job. I mean, like you said, he's your second favorite Batman. I think what he did and what this movie did was, it was kind of cool, is there was a lot of Bruce Wayne, and there was a lot of cunning Bruce Wayne scenes over, like, there was a 50-50 shot of Batman versus Bruce Wayne. And I thought that they did a cool job because they played Wonder Woman as her real character, like her real life character.
Yeah, she's hot, dude.
Yeah, but they played Henry Cavill, and I liked the party that they were in, and they were interacting with each other outside of, you know, the actual costumes and stuff like that. But Ben Affleck, I liked him. I think he played that rundown. You know, he was like branding people, and he's like, you know, after 20 years in Gotham, everyone becomes a villain. You know, like he says that, and I liked the take that they did on it.
Dude, the thing with that line too is, I think he was referring to Robin, because I was talking to Gil about this, and Gil kind of schooled me. Because they showed Robin's costume with the Joker spray paint on it and whatever, which I thought was, like, pretty crazy. I was like, whoa. And then when Alfred was talking to him, he said something about the times changing, whatever. And then Batman said something like, how many of us stay good? And when I was talking to Gil, he goes, yeah, dude. He goes, you know, Robin didn't really die. He comes back to life as the Red Hood. And then I was like, okay, that makes sense with that line, because he was a good guy on Batman's team and he comes back as the Red Hood.
Yeah, yeah, I remember that character.
There was so many Easter eggs, dude. They showed a Green Lantern symbol, like, in the future. The ground had a giant ring symbol.
Yep.
there was a lot to it, but
there's a lot of stuff, like, you have to watch it a couple times to be able to pick up on all the things, but they dropped, like, it's funny that they dropped it Good Friday, right before Easter. Tons of Easter eggs for Justice League.
Tons. Dude, but going back to Affleck as Batman, we all had a hunch that he was gonna rock. Like, we all said that on record on the podcast.
Yeah.
There was people that were doubting him. They were saying, oh, Ben Affleck this. Dude, he's a great actor, he's a great writer, he's evolved. And I don't know, his gut instinct. We knew, I knew he was going to be a great Batman. I just saw it. I was like, dude, he's going to kill it. And, he nailed it. He nailed it to me. He was an awesome dark Batman. He was straight up killing people.
Yeah, he was. Dude,
he was
blowing
people up in the Batwing.
I told Leanne, I was like, Batman doesn't kill people. And then like he comes in with the Batwing just smoking fools.
Dude, disintegrating people, dude. Like there's no way you survive that. He blew people up.
Yeah.
And when he was in the Batmobile, the same thing. This dude like popped out the back like with some kind of like 50 cal minigun, and Batman busted out his gun and just blew that dude away.
Dude, how about when he turns that corner and Superman's right there? And the car just like bumps into Superman like a little match car. You know, like, dink!
It's trashed.
Yeah.
And which is absolutely insane because you saw how much damage the Batmobile could take. It was going through brick walls. Dude, that thing was durable.
Yep.
And by the way, I love the Batmobile. I thought it was better than the Tumbler. That's me, though. It was like a mixture of the first Batmobile and the Tumbler. It was like,
yeah, we had that combo. It's like it was a good mix between the two of them.
The Batwing I liked. I thought it was like kind of like a UFO. It was dude. It was boss, man.
It was pretty cool. I like his lair. Like Leanne's like, that's pretty sweet. You know, like when the water opened up and he went down there.
Dude, that's
underneath
Batman.
The lake. Yeah,
there's only one Batman. He's like, whoa.
Yeah.
But Affleck, again, man, I think there's going to be people that disagree. I think he absolutely nailed it. He's my second favorite by a small margin, dude. He's almost as great as Keaton to me. And I hold Keaton so high that I don't want to see anybody else's Batman but Affleck until he gets old as hell. Loved him as Batman.
He's probably got a multi-picture deal. I heard he got a standalone Batman that he's gonna write and he's going to direct. And Justice League. So
Matt Damon is Robin.
Yep, and he went probably.
They're boys.
Probably. And he's gonna be in Suicide Squad, so yeah.
By the way, Suicide Squad, dude, I'm converting. Like little by little.
I told you, dude. I told you from the beginning it was just gonna be a fun, entertaining, over the top movie.
The crocodile dude, he looks crazy. Dude, there's one guy that's like really jacked and crazy, like they let him out like this bag.
Like Tom Hardy.
Like,
Tom Hardy wannabe. Doesn't he look like Tom Hardy?
He's really jacked. And he was like, rah! He like punched this dude as soon as he got out the bag. And he drank like beer behind a car. That dude. I don't know who he is, but he looks fun.
Yeah.
Jared Leto looks interesting as Joker.
He does.
I'm going to check it out. I'm interested. Will Smith.
That's one of my movies to see this year. Definitely.
Dude, Will Smith looks dry in that movie, though. I'm not gonna see it for him. I could care less.
Yeah,
dude. Well, how you feel about how'd you feel about? Henry Cavill is a given. He's an awesome Superman. I don't think you're not gonna disagree with that, right?
No, I don't disagree with that at all. I think that he did a good job as far as just presenting that figure. He does a good Clark Kent. He does a good.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I was very happy with him as a Superman again. I personally really like Man of Steel. He's just a perfect Superman, dude. I don't think they could have picked anybody better. How do you feel about Doomsday?
I don't know Doomsday from the comics, but I loved just the feeling that they presented where, like, this guy is unstoppable. Like, he is – like, that one guy that was, like, the senator or Department of Defense or whatever he was – he's like sitting in the room and he's like, everything we shoot at this thing makes it more powerful. So like, it was just like that, oh my God, belief to them. Like there is no way for us to stop this. And like that automatically brings in like the need for the Superman that we hated and stuff like that. But him as like a figure and just being able to absorb energy and just no matter what, like we sent a nuke at this guy and it made him stronger. It just, that was pretty crazy. So I think talk about like a good villain, you know what I mean?
Yeah, dude, Doomsday is like he's an iconic villain because he kills Superman in the comics and he's virtually unstoppable. And to give a little backstory on Doomsday, there's some people listening, they know about him. I don't know if you did research, but Doomsday...
A little bit.
He started in the comics, he's basically a bioweapon. He was created with cloning, and basically what they did was they took an infant and they put it like on a dangerous planet with creatures and monsters, whatever. And the infant gets killed by whatever's on the planet. Then they bring it back to life. They clone it and then like cell memory. It kind of remembers how it died and it builds like an immunity to like that death. So that particular creature can't kill it. And then it repeats the process like over and over. And this thing has been killed like for 1,000 years. So it develops a hatred for all life. All it knows is pain. And, basically, in the movie, when you hurt it, you could really only hurt it or kill it like one time. Cause it just like, it'll come back and evolve. Like, Doomsday in the comics, he has spikes. So when he first came out, like when Paul was like kind of mad, like he looked like a Ninja Turtle, that was like Doomsday out the womb. Like he wasn't really evolved yet. At the last stage, he looked like traditional spiked menacing Doomsday. And, I think they portrayed him well, dude. He was scary. He was legitimately, holy crap, this dude looks scary. Like it was like, whoa. I like the CGI. I had no complaints about him.
No, No, I think the CGI was really good on him. Like, it didn't look crappy at all. It didn't look fake.
It was good, man.
It was no Fantastic Four CGI.
Right. Doomsday had that dad bod. He had like orangutan arms, like he had like a
barrel chest,
man's body, like a 70-year-old roofer.
Yeah,
he looked kind of weird in that aspect, like an old man's body, but he was dangerous.
Yeah,
and dude, he was like such a menace. Like he was a perfect match for Superman, where like you felt, because you know Superman, he doesn't have an equal, and.
No.
You feel like he's gonna beat everybody, but like fighting Doomsday, there was legitimate danger. It was like Superman can't beat him.
Doomsday was whooping his ass.
He was whooping him, dude. He could not beat him one on one. You know? And I like how they had to band together to stop him. It was vintage like Justice League, you know?
Yeah. But,
dude, when he first came out that womb though, that was a menacing sight. Like
There was these little kids that were next to me, like in the movie theater. Did you have a lot of little kids in the movie theater with you?
Yeah, I had some kids next to me,
And I was like, this is not the movie for them anymore. Like, that was a scary moment. Like, he's like, takes the dead body and puts the dead body, like, and cuts his blood and puts it on there, and then it absorbs it in there. And then like, Batman is like, killing people and branding people and, that whole senator scene where like the whole place gets blown up. I was like, this is not a kid's movie. Like this is not a Marvel kids superhero movie. No, not at all.
It was dark, man. It definitely was dark.
DC always is though. DC's always been dark, you know?
Yeah. I liked it though. Dude, tell me Batman didn't need those Thug Life meme shades when he was holding a guy and then the one bad guy had the blowtorch to Martha, Superman's mom. And he said, I'll do it, man. I'll do it. And Batman's like, I believe you. And just straight up killed him. He just shot his tank. And I was like, he needs Thug Life shades.
Yeah, he does.
Like those memes.
Yeah. He was just so like dark and badass. I liked it.
And people laughed in the theater when he said, I'm a friend of your son's. And she's like, I figured because of the cape.
Because you got the cape. Yeah.
Yeah, man. What else? Okay, so you agree with me, you didn't like the Flash casting.
No, I didn't. No, I don't like him. I like the guy who's gonna play Aquaman, though I like him.
Yeah, he looked good.
Mm-hmm.
He looked good. He looked cool, he looked badass. I like when he kinda like swam away and it was like a sonic boom. Like he's kinda like a water Superman almost, you know?
Right. That's about it. I don't know.
I was bummed they didn't
can't say anything about Cyborg. Yeah, I think they just kind of left that open. And then there was other ones in there, right? Is that it? Like for Justice League?
It's Batman, Superman, Wonder Woman, Cyborg. He's more of a newer addition. Flash, Green Lantern. And that's pretty much it.
Yeah.
As far as like the classic team.
Is it Marvin Martian or something like that? Justice League?
Martian Manhunter, I think is his name.
Martian Manhunter. Marvin Martian. That's Looney Tunes character, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
My bad.
Ray gun. Yeah,
my bad, guys.
Martian Manhunter, I believe is his name. He's really powerful, but I don't think he would come on till like way later. When Superman got nuked by the nuclear bomb, the missile or Rocket, I saw like a little bit of Bizarro in him, and it, I don't know if they did
that. Space, where he's like, you know, a zombie floating in space, and
yeah, I don't know if that was foreshadowing to like a Bizarro later on, but I was like, that's kind of cool. The Darkseid, which is basically DC's Thanos, he's a huge, like, nobody can stop him type villain, and they have some foreshadowing for him, so I'm excited to see him come down.
That's the setup for Justice League, I think. Mm-hmm. That's what is for him to come into play, and that's why the dream sequence came into play. But when I was watching the dream sequence, I was like, what is this dumb shit?
I was confused.
Yeah.
And to me, Batman was kind of doofy in that scene. His fighting skills weren't up to par. He was slow. He was goofy looking, dude. And then he had guns. I didn't really care for that too much, but.
And he all had like a coat, you know, and like. Yeah. Batman he hangs out in Gotham. He's not in the middle of the desert. Like, he looked weird, like out of place like that, you know?
He looked like an Old Navy model or something.
Yeah.
Let's talk about Wonder Woman, dude.
Yeah.
So
Gal Gadot, I'm sold. I'm sold on her being Wonder Woman. Man.
Damn, dude. When she saved Batman, with the gauntlet, the bands. They just showed her like after she deflected the beam, and you looked at her, and she looked like all like fierce and shit, and I was like, hot damn, Wonder Woman.
Like you said though. My favorite part of her was they nailed the soundtrack for her. Like her theme music. I was like, that's cool.
Yes.
That's really cool.
Her theme music like got you amped while you were watching the battles. It was like, it was like a jungle kind of like Amazonian kind of theme.
Yeah.
And, that was great, man. They had her like, lasso in it. They had her sword, her shield. Dude, how powerful was her sword?
I know. That thing was like, Tearing Doomsday up.
Dude, she cut dude's hand off, and I thought his hide was impenetrable.
Yep.
Wonder Woman is a legitimate, like she's a force. Like,
they set it up. I think people are going to be excited to see, like, her own movie, you know?
Yeah,
like
I want to see it.
Yeah.
Did you catch Chris Pine in the photo?
No, I didn't catch Chris Pine
in the photo. That was Chris Pine next to her in the old photo.
Wow.
To the left of her, yep. I recognized him. I was like, oh, snap. So, you know, they're probably going to have her own movie, you know?
Yeah.
What's
he going to do? What's he going to play? Just someone in there?
I don't know. He may be like one of her, you know, part of her group or something. Maybe he doesn't have powers, but. What else, man? You got anything else on the movie? Like major likes?
I don't know. I mean, I got a little list right here, and I think we actually hit on everything that I wanted to say about the movie. I think we got everything on there. What I have changed on it, I would say to speed up the beginning process. You know, like, they already assumed that we knew what was happening in the Superman movie, so why couldn't they just assume that we knew what was happening with Batman, like what his backstory is, you know, and they could have sped up that process. Mm-hmm. And I think that the action scene where, like, Bruce Wayne, you know, is, like, chasing in the Jeep and, like, they're in the city while Metropolis is happening, I just thought that came across, it didn't nail a beginning action scene, and, like, it didn't have me in there feeling bad about the guy that was in the building that was going to die. And like, I wasn't emotionally put into that scene. And really, I think that they could have done it differently. That's just my opinion. You know,
I
stood on it.
I liked it. Like I liked it. I was into it. I it was kind of like, to me, it showed like how much of a hero, Bruce Wayne is. He was running towards the crashing buildings, like fearless, and he saved the little girl, and I liked it. I liked the chase sequence, and I like how, I don't know if you noticed, but they had Man of Steel music.
Yeah, because it was happening, like, to overlay what was happening at the end of the other one, yep.
They had the Man of Steel, like, action kind of theme music when he was battling Zod. And I like how they showed the Zod-Superman battle from a different point of view, like, completely different angles. Like, you were looking
up. It was a cool concept. Yeah, it was a cool concept. I just, for me, I don't think, it didn't pay off for me, like, to start off the movie that way. I just, I don't know. I just, I don't know what way. I'm not a writer, and I guess I'm not a big director. So Zack Snyder, if you're listening, which you probably are not, I think you did a good job. But that's just my opinion. I just don't think the beginning, like, it didn't draw me in. Like, it didn't. I got the concept. I thought it was cool. They started it that way, but it just didn't like grab me and like hold me through to when the actual action started.
You know what I liked about that beginning sequence was there's a big part in Man of Steel where Zod, he like punches Superman and he goes into a building or something. And then Zod jumps into the building and this is the first time he uses his laser beam eyes. And he like takes out like the whole building. Well, we saw it from a different perspective. Like that was like the Wayne building and like the laser beam that was going like that. That was Zod when he first fired it and was like, I don't know if you remember, like he kind of was like, he couldn't even control it himself. And like he just started shooting these beams all over. And, I thought it was cool how they showed that and it tied into like, basically like I thought it was cool how they showed you the repercussions of that battle. Like they showed like it wasn't just a fight because everybody was complaining about Man of Steel. Like, oh, Superman is fighting Zod and they killed all these people. Superman doesn't kill. And well, they showed it in this movie that there was consequences to his actions and people hated him for it.
And you could almost too, you could almost finish watching Man of Steel and pop in this movie and almost literally continue from that point forward, like the story.
Yeah. Yeah, it ties in really well. Something I was going to ask you was, did you find, I've personally found the Batmobile chase sequence a little underwhelming. I wanted to see a little more of the Batmobile doing cool stuff. Like I didn't think it did enough cool stuff.
I'm with you.
It was like, okay, it took some gunfire. It like hooked the car and chucked it. It went through a bunch of things, but it wasn't like that epic, you know, badass Batmobile vibe. Like, you know, like,
right. It was a little underwhelming. I agree with you.
Yeah. A little underwhelming. Batman's fight sequences. I like how some of them were like too up close for me and like shaky cam. But when he fought in the warehouse to save Martha, that was like BA, dude.
That was cool. And I liked how that was shot, but you're right. I mean, Zack Snyder, if you watch his stuff, he goes in, that's his style. But, like, the guy who directed Deadpool, I don't know who the Deadpool director is. I love the way he shot fight scenes. It wasn't like that shaky cam in close fight scenes. You see everything. Yep. And, Zack Snyder typically doesn't do that. So, that's just, I agree with you. I think it would be cool to see more of what happened from an outside point of view.
Yeah. When he was in the warehouse, they kind of fixed it because they showed, like, a little bit of a wider angle and Batman's, like, taking people out and, I like Batman's, like, his fighting style was just brutal, dude, and so, like, he was just, he's like a master martial artist. He was, like, fighting four dudes at once. He was taking damage, which I liked. It was realistic. I like how, this Batman was, like, he was very menacing. Like, he was almost, like, Batman's, his MO is fear, and he was, like, almost like an apparition to criminals. He wasn't like,
dude, how about that one scene when that cop came, when the two cops come in and all of a sudden he like turns and then Batman's like up in the corner of the room. You're like, oh shit.
Dude, Batman was like a horror movie creature or something. It was, like, it made him scary.
Yep. You
know, he was definitely badass. And, well, yeah, man, his fight style was like cool, man. He was, kicking ass, snapping people's arms. Gil said he did a wrestling move. He did like the Rock Bottom on this dude. He did. He like grabbed some dude and like this dude. This one guy he slammed. He folded him like laundry. Like he folded backwards. Like, dude, Batman was straight paralyzing people. He was like,
didn't care.
He was insane in this movie. Like so badass.
Yeah, definitely not your little kid Batman movie.
No, I asked Gil this. This is a crossover fight. Who you think got this fight, Daredevil or Batman, hand to hand?
Batman.
I think so too, dude. I think so too, dude. I think Batman.
Dude, you know what Batman would do?
What?
He would just blast really loud, like sound waves at Daredevil, so Daredevil couldn't hear shit, and then just beat the crap out of him. That's all he would do to him.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think Daredevil. Daredevil, if you're referring to Daredevil, we talked about this episode 3, where he had that badass fight scene where he fought a bunch of dudes with like the chain and all that stuff. Daredevil does hold up as far as being able to kind of hold himself, but Batman would annihilate him because Batman figures out what your weakness is and then exploits your weakness. So he'd be like, dude, this dude's blind. I'm just going to take away his sight.
Dude, Batman.
Or his hearing, like his hearing.
He's a master martial artist, man. There's really nobody in DC a better fighter than him. They compare him to Marvel's Captain America. They're like, if you can take the best fighter, it's going to be like DC is Batman and Marvel's Captain America. And dude, when he brought Superman down to human levels, he was whooping his freaking ass, dude. Like there was no contest. Superman had nothing. He was like just trying to brawl and getting whooped. You caught that? Like he was just like straight up martial art and him, like kicking him and oh man.
Me and you, we didn't mention this at the beginning of the episode, but we both have shirts on. And Dave is rocking the Superman t-shirt, and I'm rocking the Batman t-shirt. So I was Team Batman in this movie. What about you? You're rocking the Superman shirt, but were you Team Superman or Team Batman?
I love Supes, dude, but I was Team Batman. But I love Superman too. He's up there for me. You know, I'm a Superman.
Well, now they're one group. You know, I was still going for Batman.
So, I guess, you want to wrap this up soon? You think we covered enough?
Yeah. One last thing I wanted to touch on was like Zack Snyder and the guy he had as a DP. I like the style that they had in the film. Kind of, I don't know if it's the same guy that they used for, Man of Steel. I love like those like tight in focus, out of focus shots, the like really artsy shots that he put in play. Like I mentioned to you, the scene where his parents die, like the pearls that are like with the neck and stuff like that. And a couple scenes where he's like, up close shots, like the flowers when he brings it to like his family and stuff like that. Like the artsy shots from Superman's funeral. I love Zack Snyder's like shooting style, how he brings in kind of like that artsy kind of indie look to it, but it's still like a big blockbuster film. So, I just wanted to kind of touch on that. That's a bit.
I think they do a great job with the flying sequences because they have a way of like, they zoom it in. It's hard to explain, but the way that they shoot flying sequences with Superman, it like puts you there. Like you feel like you're flying with him. It's a weird way they shoot it. It's like they have the camera far away and it's probably CGI, but like they zoom it in on him and he looks like very, shaky kind of, it gives it like that distance effect. Like you could tell he's high up or he's far or going fast. And like when he saved, when Lex Luthor threw Lois down and he saved her, like that sequence where he was coming down, it looked really cool.
Right.
How about, dude, we didn't even talk about Amy Adams. Like she was okay.
Yeah. She's just, damsel in distress. You know, you just got to keep saving her. I like her though.
She kind of almost saved the day with the spear, though, at the end.
She did, yep. Mm-hmm. But she almost died again. He had to save her at the beginning, he had to save her at the end.
Yeah, he had to leave Wonder Woman and Batman battling by themselves, you know?
Yep, to save her. Yep.
She held her own, dude, for quite a bit by herself.
Right, so she was just, it was kind of annoying that she had to get saved twice, you know? Like, just know your role. You stay at home so that Superman can do what he's got to do and not pull away and come save you, you know?
Yeah. Dude, it was funny. It was kind of a little weird to me. Like Superman and Lois are living in an apartment. Like
living a regular life.
Yeah. It was kind of like, I mean,
like brought you home flowers and going to cook you dinner, you know? Like,
yeah, it was just like, I don't know. Like I don't follow the Superman comics enough and I know that they hooked up in the comics, but it was just like kind of weird to see them like together, you know?
In like a normal situation. Like, do you want to have pork chops tonight for dinner? Like, this is freaking Superman we're talking about here, you know? Yeah.
I love how they brought back Kevin Costner.
Yes.
The linking the two movies and Kevin Costner humble enough to come back. And
yep.
That was cool. Lawrence Fishburne. There was one other thing I was going to say. I can't really remember. It was like a pretty big point I wanted to make, but I can't really remember. I guess we covered enough, man. I don't know. Are you gonna see the next movie? Are you excited for the Justice League, like, really formed?
I am. I'm excited for Justice League. I'm excited to do Solo, Batman, Wonder Woman. I'll check that out too. I'm excited for DC to kick off, like, what they plan to do and rejuvenate themselves. I'm a big DC fan. I've always been a big DC fan. Like I said, I've never been a huge comic book fan, but out of comic books that I would read, I would actually look at Spider-Man, but I would also, but the main comic books I'd go to would be Batman, Justice League, and never really Superman, but Green Lantern. So those three comic books I actually would read, and Spider-Man. So if you look at majority wise, I'm more of a DC fan. And I love that DC plays around in kind of a darker universe, as Marvel's more like a popcorn kind of. So that's, yeah. I'm excited. I'm excited to see DC kind of take off. Warner Brothers is going to get their cash cow now, hopefully. Hopefully this makes a lot of movie. There's a lot of bad ratings that are out there on this. Like we talked about, it's a deeper layer. It's not like there's not a surface layer in this movie. You actually got to dig deep past what they presented to you and realize that they're setting up for a lot of other things and realize that they told you a lot of things without blatantly telling you a lot of things, and people didn't really accept that. So I'm pumped. What about you?
Yeah, I'm pumped, dude. I think the bad reviews, dude, I don't think now those are like professional, you know, quote, right, professional critic reviews. They're not new breed reviewers.
No, they're not.
They're
new
not
breed
real
reviewers,
fiends. Huh? Reviewers, you know, nope. But because we'll kick people the real deal because we're regular Joes, you know. But these critics, right, man, I don't know. Like, you got to think, what's their like agenda? Are they getting? This is gonna sound out there like conspiracy theory, but what are their ties? You know, you have like Marvel, and there's people that don't want DC movies to succeed. So you got to think, dude, conspiracy. Like, you put bad reviews out there, it's gonna hurt a movie. So what's going on behind the curtains? Because it was not 35% bad. That's no. Insane to me.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And the user reviews skyrocketed up to 75%, and it's probably going to go higher.
Right.
You know? So I don't think the reviews are going to hurt the movie, because I think the public, they're smart enough to be like, forget these old uptight, you know, these people want like Oscar performances for every movie. It's a superhero movie.
Right.
You know, like, what do you want? Like, just go have fun, enjoy it. And I'm excited, dude. Yeah, like, I'm excited. I want to see. I'll tell you, I'm a fan of Green Lantern, dude. I think Green Lantern's underrated. I really like his character. Mm-hmm. I think his powers are badass. He can conjure up anything, you know, from his mind to, like, reality, like, in, you know, with the green power. And he's about as powerful as Superman in his own ways, you know? He's a cosmic being. And, in short, yes, I'm excited for Cyborg. Wonder Woman, I will see. Flash, I'm least excited about him. And I'm kind of upset.
I'll see. I guess he's done pretty good in the films that he's been in as an actor. So I don't see him as the character, but I guess he's an indie for indie films that he's in. He gets pretty good ratings, because I went and I looked him up just to see how he was. And I guess he's pretty well accepted. And what he does, so we'll see how he does.
But physically, man. Nah.
Physically, he's not. Yeah, he's gonna have to act the shit out of it. You know what I mean? And actually, fully give us the Flash. Mm-hmm. It's not gonna be just like given to us by looking at him. So.
Yeah, it's such a visually different Flash. You know, Flash is blonde. He's buff, and I don't know. I'm least excited about him, but I'm good, man. I think we covered enough.
Yeah, I'm good too.
Would you recommend it though for people?
I'd recommend it. I'd recommend anybody to go check it out in the theaters. And don't watch it. Don't wait for it to go to DVD. You can if you want, or streaming. But I highly recommend going to the theater experience, getting it. If you do want to see the rest of the DC films, I think you have to see this one. So, if you're planning on not checking this one out because you think that it's going to get bad ratings, but you want to watch the rest of the DC films, this is the foundation that they just laid for it. So. You definitely got to check this out if you want to follow the rest of the DC universe. So, thanks for listening, and we appreciate all you guys. You can send us any feedback that you want at our Facebook page, New Breed Film Reviews, and you can hit us up on our Gmail if you want, newbreedfilmreviews2014@gmail.com. We're on iTunes and any other major subscribing service that you can think of for as far as podcasts would go. Like Dave always tells us and tells you guys, we appreciate you guys as listeners and anybody that subscribed to us. We do this for the passion. You know, we get together and we talk to each other and say, hey, this new movie, whatever it is, coming down the pipelines, we want to make sure we get to see it and write down and give you our opinions. So from a regular Joe's point of view, not some movie critic point of view. So
yeah,
we appreciate that.
We love doing a show and we love doing movie reviews. We're like, we're passionate about movies and we get a kick out of when we get like a message or like a request or, you know, people enjoy the show and, it's kind of humbling and, it's just fun to us. I mean, that's how I feel about it. How about you, bro?
Me too. It's cool. Like when we get to actually have somebody, give some actual feedback to us or, we've had people send us short films that they wanted us to check out too. And, we like to hear or see what you guys are creating. We're both creators as well. Paul too. Writers and actors and directors and filmmakers. So, we appreciate anybody out there trying to hustle and, get through the movie business. So, we like to check out your shorts as well.
Right. So, all right, man. So that'll wrap up, 89 and, we'll be back with 90.
Back with 90.
Yes, sir.
All Adios. Right.
Later, dude.
Later.